Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Hi, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, April 8th, 2021, and ski season is slowly coming to an end. But there's one more trip in the books before it's a wrap. As mentioned in last week's episode, next week my son and I, along with his buddies Philip and Colton, and the two other members of the Rad Dad crew, Dominic and Nick, will be traveling to the San Juan Mountains of Colorado for the second annual corn harvest. And in the words of Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over. And next week will mark the finale of ski season and the beginning of mountain bike season. Next week's trip will be my set attempt of making a short film of the trip produced by RDC Productions, so we'll see how that goes. I'm working on a few themes like what makes a rad dad, well, rad, as well as fostering a life of adventure and exploration with your kids through educated exposure to risk at an early age. Life should be lived, not just chosen. The local trails are starting to dry up quickly, so it's time to dial in your drivetrain, replace any brake pads that need replacing, pump air in the tires, and hit the dusty trails. Mountain biking is a great substitute for skiing during the summer and fall months, so get on that saddle and start pedaling. Programming for the podcast, like the seasons, will change, so expect to hear some more mountain bike talk in the future episodes to come. We'll start to hear from local riders about their favorite trails, what they're riding, and that sort of thing, so stay tuned for that. Speaking of summer, baseball season is upon us, and here's to hoping that my beloved Baltimore Orioles have a good season this year. If there's anything I miss about the East Coast, it is going to a ballgame at Camden Yards, arguably the best stadium in Major League Baseball. I may be biased, but it's true. Camden Yards is the best. With baseball season upon us, there is probably going to be a lot of playing catch with my son, as well as going to the local park to hit some balls. Who knows, maybe we'll sprinkle in a few pickup games a la Sandlot style? You know, as in, I quote, "You're killing me, Smalls." Looking forward to some of that. In addition to mountain biking and baseball, there's always a chance to get some climbing in, so there's that too. So many activities to choose from. How will I find the time? In case you missed it, last Saturday was the Bose Bump Bash held at Arizona Snowbowl and hosted by the Flagstaff Ski Team. It was a fun and wacky day filled with hijinks and shenanigans. There were lots of great costumes that ranged from a dinosaur to Buzz Lightyear to yours truly in A Christmas Story's deranged Easter Bunny onesie in honor of Easter. It was a good time had on the mountain, and it was really fun to see everyone involved with the ski team cut loose and just have fun. For a sneak peek at all the shenanigans from the Bump Bash, visit www.flagstaffskiclub.org, where you will find links to all the fun photos of the event. I'll provide the link in the show notes. Award ceremonies were held at the end of the day, where I was able to catch up with Kelly Miller, Director of Business Operations for the Flagstaff Ski Club, and here's what she had to say about our great season.
Copy.
So we're here at the Bose Bump Bash. We're amidst the chaos before the awards are given out. And I'm joined by Kelly Miller, who's the Director of Business Operations for the Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team. Tell me, Kelly, when you reflect on this season, now that we're putting a bow on it, what are some of the highlights that come to mind?
I think just being able to provide a fun and safe opportunity for the 140 athletes that we've served this season, I think, and do it in a way that we all came away feeling like it was a great season was fantastic.
I totally agree with that. Given the challenges that we had to face and things like that, I think the club really pulled off an awesome season. What do you say about that?
I think it just speaks to the legacy of our club, the leadership team that we have in place, our board of directors, the fantastic coaches, and the parents who make the sacrifice to get their kids here each and every weekend to give them this opportunity to learn the awesomeness of Alpine sports.
Yeah, and it totally is an awesomeness, especially with this club. It's such a great thing. So thank you for joining. This has been a fantastic season, and thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, and thank you for promoting our club and all that you guys do for us.
Yeah, right on. Thank you.
Dropping.
It truly was a great season, and the Bose Bump Bash was a great way to wrap things up for all the athletes and coaches of the Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team. All their hard work, commitment, and passion made it a great season, and I look forward to next year in hopes that it's another fun one. And in the words of Warren Miller, and I quote, "We snow riders are the most fortunate people on this planet Earth because we get to spend an endless winter on the side of a mountain somewhere on whatever we enjoy the most, sliding on something that never changes yet is never the same, something as simple as a blanket of snow." End quote. So here's to next season. Well, that's it for this week. Shout out to my new listeners in Germany and Mexico. Welcome to the show. If you like what you hear, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can find us on iTunes, Android, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. If you need help subscribing, then ask a millennial for help. This week's emotional support provided by Surf and Turf and homemade butter pecan ice cream. That's right. You heard me. Homemade butter pecan ice cream. So until next time, bye for now.